Right now, joining me as we welcome Richard Withers and Mark Tamsola.
It's a tune called Durang's Hornpipe.
Beautifully done. And I neglected to mention Kathy Fallon because I knew she wasn't going to be playing on that first song, but here she is, and here the two of you are. Tell me about that song. I've heard that song a few other times, too.
Oh, it's a popular old-time tune. People hear it a lot, play it a lot at jam sessions. We're playing a version that came from our friend Chris Wigg, who we're going to be performing with this evening for a house concert. He credits the tune. It was written in 1785 for an actor and dancer named John Durang. And wow. The tune became popular ever since.
I didn't know it was that old.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. I always thought that song was more contemporary than that, more of a modern hornpipe. Tell me about your love of old-time music. We've known each other for a while, but how did you discover it? Family or just on your own?
Well, I lived in Virginia for a while. I went to college there, and there was a lot of old-time music. That's really where I got introduced to it. I had heard folk music before and enjoyed it, but hearing real traditional old-time music, heard it there for the first time, and got to playing. And moved up to Pittsburgh, met up with Mark. He and I started playing together. We're in a band, Lackawanna Longnecks, which Mark still plays with. And we got to discovering music from Pennsylvania, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But
yeah,
that's my story with it.
I know because Christian Wigg is in town and performing, you were going to play a couple songs that he will probably be playing tonight or is known for playing.
Yeah, this comes from his repertoire. We have another one called the 9th of January. It's from a Missouri fiddler named Bob Holt.
And Kathy is here, too. Are you playing on this one or you're coming up soon?
So I'm just here for support.
Excellent. You and
you
and me both here again are Richard and Mark.
Thank you.
8th of January, live here at the Saturday Light Brigade with Richard Withers and Mark Tamsel. I just put a picture of actually all three of you. I tried to get a picture where it looked like Kathy was playing and doing more. It's hard to photograph moral support, but I did.
Did you get Richard's banjo? He's playing a fretless.
Yeah. Tell me about that instrument. It's beautiful.
Well, thanks. This is it's a primitive banjo. It's this is made by a fellow named Scott Proust in Oregon, it's very much like what a banjo would have been played, the kind of banjo that people would have played back at the time that some of these tunes were originated, back in the very early 19th century, so it's just a it's called a tack head banjo. It's basically a drum with a head tacked onto it, and a fretless fingerboard. And I have tuned it with low strings, nylon strings, so it has the old sound of the gut strings that would have been played a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument, and the sound is... Does the sound carry a lot when you play it like a typical banjo? It probably doesn't
not as well,
ring out
no.
quite as
no,
much.
No.
But it's really a beautiful instrument. I'm trying to think of how to give it a radio description. I mean, it's shaped similar to a banjo, but it's just all made of wood. It almost looks like if you crossed a lap dulcimer and... kind of, just because of the shade of the wood.
It's a very simple instrument. One of the reasons I'm playing it is because on Chris's recordings, he uses similar kinds of banjos, historic banjos, and some of his are very similar thing that's made with a gourd rather than a wooden body. So they're gourd banjos, and that was the original banjos would have been made out of huge gourds. Same kind of sound is what I'm playing.
You know, I think what our... Are you going to play that at all later today, too, do you
think? We're going to move on to some other things here.
Okay. What's the next instrument to come out? Or
yeah, so we'll bring out bring in Kathy here, who's going to play with us, and she and I have recorded quite a bit on our recent album, The Snowy Hill, and so these are some tunes from there. This, I mentioned the Pennsylvania tradition. Mark and I and Kathy joined us on the last recording, have been exploring here. There's a fiddle repertoire, dance tune repertoire, but there's also a fife repertoire. And so these are some tunes that represent that side of things. The first one is called Shoehammer, and it comes from a Fayette County fiddler who also was a fifer in his youth, Irvin Yager Jr. And then there's the second tune is called The Erie Extension, or the Lake Erie Extension, by A.J. Hogg of Armstrong County.
Thank you.
was incredible. And Kathy, I really like the way the guitar almost ties together everything in that song. I was kind of marching along, listening, and it's got to be a lot of fun to play. How did you come to find this music?
I'm sort of a refugee from Irish music.
Mm-hmm.
I first really heard old-time music when I lived in Missouri, and I'd rented a house outside of Odessa, Missouri. It was on a gravel road, and the real estate agent told me that there was a general store a few miles down, and on Saturday nights, a lot of players got together, and I went and heard them, so I got to hear a lot of real old-time Missouri music.
I'll bet Chad's going to make one little adjustment to your mic. You can go ahead and take care of that right here. We're just making a little adjustment.
I'm not popping.
No, you're not popping at all. And I just want to be able to be sure we're able to hear you too.
Sure.
So you've been playing for a long time, I gather.
Not all time
no?
music. I've been listening, but my main thing is Irish music.
Well, the three of you sound great together. What do you want to do next?
Next, I'm going to do another couple of tunes from the most recent album, The Snowy Hill. And the reason that I ask Kathy to join me on this is because a lot of the tunes do have more of an Irish sound to it. And Kathy's a very sought-after accompanist and Irish musician herself. So it really kind of, even though this is under the category of old time, it really gives it the, I think it does it justice.
Well,
to have her accompaniment.
A lot of the old time music has Irish roots,
there's
right?
There's a lot of overlap, yeah. Especially in this area, Pennsylvania has a lot of Scottish and Irish roots to it. And with that, I'll play a tune. This comes from a fiddler from Greene County, George Strassnider, and it's called Lindsay Back. And then we'll go into a couple of tunes of mine called "Ah, You've Ruined It" and "The Bungalow."
Richard Withers, playing there along with Kathy Fallon, and Sigmund just wrote in to say how much he's enjoying the three of you today.
Sigmund.
And
you
know,
doing?
Yeah,
Thank you,
it's nice to hear from him and a number of other. It's hard. I've got to turn my head to read emails, and then you can't hear me. But folks are writing in to mention how much they're enjoying listening to you this morning. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And we have Richard Withers and Mark Tamsula and Kathy Fallon here. Chris Wigg was going to be here today, Christian Wigg, but he's probably sleepy. I'll bet he had a late night last night. Was he doing a dance?
I don't know where he was last night, but we will be together playing a concert this evening.
Yeah, house concert for you guys tonight. And I appreciate you being here so early. Are you playing a lot of dances together? I would think you would be. It would be a lot of fun to have you there.
I haven't done dances so much. I think Mark's playing with his groups more the dances, but we've done a couple house concerts presenting this music.
Yeah, Lackawanna Longnecks would be a great dance band.
We're still on the schedule for Friday night contras. Richard and I were up in Albany recently, played a house concert at Janet Foster's, and then the next night we were at Harry Bullock's in Hopewell Junction. So that was a fun road trip for us, and look forward to doing more of that. There's plenty more house concerts now than there used to be.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I'll mention also that Richard and Mark do weddings, and I was really tickled when our engineer today, Chad, I parked my car to go to his wedding, and I could hear something, and it's, oh, I think I recognize what I'm hearing. And sure enough, what great music for a wedding.
We were honored to play for it. It was a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful wedding, a nice outdoor sort of crisp textbook definition fall day. But if you're looking for an interesting way to celebrate your vows, you could look no further. Not to encourage you to copy Chad. I'm sure Richard and Mark would do something different. But hey, you guys sounded great.
We're doing something a little different for us coming up in a few weeks. The Ray Werner Play Festival is happening down at Pittsburgh Playwrights, and there are five of Ray's plays going on, and I'm in one of them, The Stuttering Pig, and Richard is in a different one.
You don't have the title role, though, in The Stuttering Pig.
I'm a central figure.
That would scare me to have the title role in The Stuttering Pig.
No, that one.
Would you? No, I'm not.
That's all, folks.
Would it be? I wonder if that's what Ray was thinking. I don't know. So you're the Stuttering Pig, Richard. Which
I have a little part along with Vince Burns, an Irish fiddler, in the Our Lady of Drubble Duffy.
And this is a great series. I didn't realize Ray was this prolific. There are five plays of his. They already have opened, but they run through December 2nd. And Mark Clayton Southers is directing, the artistic director, I should say. This is the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater Company. What a great, basically, these plays are running all month long, and then they close December 2nd. PittsburghPlaywrights.org is how you can get more details. Fantastic. Do you have some music?
We have another tune from one of our earlier albums. This is a medley. A couple of nameless tunes, really, out of the Samuel Byard collection. There were quite a few that the fiddlers didn't have recollection of the titles, so we attached the fiddler's name to keep them straight. The first one in the medley is Hall's Old Reel, and the second one is Losh's Old Reel from Levi Hall and Samuel Losh. Thank you.
So pure, so sweet to listen to you play together. It's relaxing. When you play a dance, and I guess this is a question especially for Mark, that's got to be a workout playing for that long, or maybe not. Are you playing fiddle for, I mean, just holding your arm up and playing, or do you get to the point where it's your muscles are used to it?
Yeah, there's kind of a balance of sorts, the energy you get from a good dancing event, a good crowd of dancers, that just you feed off of that. I don't think I ever get tired until it has to go on pretty late.
Yeah.
I was going to wear out from that.
The dancers are doing all the work.
Well, true, yeah. True. You're just, it's got to be fun to watch, too.
It is.
As you play. Kathy, are you playing with some Irish groups or on your own as well?
Yeah, I have a contra dance band I play in called Toad Hall, which is Sue Moore, Rich Moore, Bennett Moore, myself, and Ellen Goshen. And then I play another band called Geese in the Bog. And that's Vince Byrne, Molly Thompson, myself, and Bruce Molyneux.
Excellent. So look for Kathy with those groups. And I know you've got a few songs to go. It's just great to have you play. I lose track since we have some medleys. Do you have a couple left?
Yeah, we could do one more medley.
Oh, yeah, if you can.
Sure.
It would be good. I want to thank you just for being here so early. Now, snappingbug.com. We've linked to it, but it's snappingbug.com.
Snap in.
Yeah, no G.
Yeah. Snappingbug.com is where you can find albums and more information. Schedule dates are there too. And learn more about the music that these folks have to offer. You can always contact us too, and we'll put you in touch with them. And best wishes for a good show with Christian tonight out in Mount Lebanon. And what's next now?
All right. Well, thank you for having us, Larry.
Thank you.
This is a medley of tunes. The first one is the Scotch Hornpipe from A.J. Hogg. The second tune is Snappin' Bug from Homer Eddington. And the third tune is the Pine Top. And I've lost track of who that is. That's from
Emery Martin.
Emery Martin, right. Okay.
To Richard and Mark and Kathy, and look at their website, snappinbug.com, to learn more about their music. Watch for Kathy and the band she mentioned a little bit earlier. And lest we forget the Ray Warner Play Festival, I'm glad they brought that up because I got a card like the one I'm holding in my hand in the mail the other day, and it made me very interested to learn more about Ray's plays.